Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Tuesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is the telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. And we should call this, Cap, a Mad Dog Tuesday morning for us, because in an hour, we're going to hear from the guy, the Hall of Famer, Chris Mad Dog Russo.
Huge dog fan. He is outstanding. Looking forward to have him participate in a celebrity edition. No shot.
How about that? Usually it's just you and I and Shay chopping it up. But now Mad Dog, I'm going to come in with my shot or no shot, some thoughts here. And the baseball, we'll talk a little football, everything else. So we'll get that coming up at 8 o'clock as he flaps his hands around.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And we've got a lot to get into. The Super Bowl field is set. We talked some about it yesterday. The salary cap's been set. Our Bears took a little bit of a slip in cap space. Still got enough to get done what you need to get done. Let's go.
It's what we all knew, but it's official now, about how the Bears have been poised to have the most salary cap space in the National Football League. Now we know exactly how much. The NFL told teams Monday that the 2023 salary cap is expected to be at 22.4, as far as the 8% bump. So $224.8 million. That represents about 8% of a bump from the $208.2 million cap in 2022. So according to overthecap.com, and I know you had that bookmark, Cap, the overthecap.com, the Bears will have $91 million in 2023 cap space. That figure laps the field. So second is the Falcons at 56.4, the Giants at 44.7. So there are no excuses. If the Bears are at 91.8 million, and then you have the Falcons at 56, the Giants at 44. Yeah, the world is the oyster for the Bears. Not only the number one draft pick, but a lot of money to spend.
So where would you spend it first? It's 224.8. Mm-hmm. They'll break down how much has to go to player expenses. It's not all just salary. That won't come out for a little bit yet. New league year and new era of Bears football is March 1st. By that point, we'll know how much do you have to put into their health care and how much into their life insurance and how much into this and how much into that. All of that will factor, but you'll still lap the field.
Wait, so $224.8 million. That's what the Bears have? That's where the cap is right there?
Correct.
Okay, so the first thing I'm spending it on is a new grass surface at Soldier Field.
No shot.
Why can't I? I need the real stuff for the first time ever, right?
First of all, they put in the Bermuda grass back in the fall at the urging of Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
And Ryan Poles.
Mm-hmm.
That's A. B, they don't own that stadium. They're not spending their money to put a new field in so it can get torn up by the HBCU game to the Rolling Stones playing there, to Dave Matthews, to Metallica, to a high school game. Oh, the Bears have a game. No shot.
Do not blame the black college football on the barbecues and the great football they're going to have out there.
There is going to be no Bears money spent on that surface. That is a City of Chicago and Soldier Field Park District budget item.
Okay, Cap. I mean, what about a nice donation to the Park District? put real grass in there. That way the best athletes in the world don't have their ankles torn up. No?
No shot.
Okay. Well, then you know what? You got to put it on players then. You got to put it on positions.
Bingo.
Okay. So if it can't be on grass at that spaceship over there on the lakefront, then you know, Cap, I have three positions in particular. Because it's like winning the lottery, right? Now that you know you have that much cap space, you say, well, okay, so I just won the lottery. So where am I going to spend my first money? Do I do it on vacation? Do I get a new home? Do I get a summer home? A boat? What do I do with my new money, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't need toys like that. I need to fix up my property.
Okay. So the property you already have, right? Take care of that first.
Correct.
So that's what the Bears will do. Take care of the property that they have.
Like, honey, there's water in the basement. Okay. We are going to fix the foundation of the house where the leak is coming in.
Hmm. So that's what the Bears have to do.
Correct.
And there's leaks everywhere.
Everywhere.
You've got to put fingers in all of the dikes there to be able to stop the water. Yeah. So then there is the opportunity to fix the offensive line. The most important thing for me, as I've said many times on this show, is the protection of Justin Fields. So with my first dollar, I'm looking to be able to find an offensive lineman because I need someone not just for a few years, Cap. I need someone for a decade that could be an anchor. Hopefully, me as an offensive lineman myself, Ryan Poles, hopefully I have the eye to be able to find that guy, that difference maker. I need someone that's going to be with Fields for a long time. My first dollar is being spent on someone on that offensive line because what I have right now is not good enough.
Okay, the offensive line is on my shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
But when I sit down with Mindy at the island in the kitchen and we pull up the little stool where we like to eat our meals.
Studio 54.
Studio 41.
What is this? I've seen the commercial. That's right.
Studio 41. I am getting two animal run stuffers because if the opponent can run the ball down our throat like they did this year, we were one of the worst in the league at stopping the run, they control the time of possession. Then they can use play action to make plays because I can't rush the quarterback because I don't have anybody there. Mm-hmm. So I'm spending defensive line first and foremost.
Okay, so defense first, defensive line first for you. Mm-hmm. An anchor that's going to be there forever. The hope is, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying forever, but I need to know for the next 5, 6, 7 years, I've got whoever it is, Akeem Hicks, Tommy Harris, somebody like that.
Yeah.
Plug and play right in the middle. I'll use draft picks to put depth pieces around him, and then I got to spend on rush ends. In the last 12 months, we have gotten rid of, we being the Bears, Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn. Two really good pass rushers. Obviously, on the back nine of their career, so they're in situations where those teams are trying to win, both playoff teams, L.A. Chargers, Philadelphia Eagles. I need young versions of that. Is that Will Anderson? Is that the kid from Texas Tech that's rising up draft boards reportedly? Or is that Jalen Carter from the University of Georgia, the two-time national champs, who's like 6'5", 340 pounds, and is an animal in the middle of the line?
You know, you hit up on something, Cap. There could be a possibility that the Bears not only draft one with their first pick in the draft, but also the first time that the clock ticks on free agency, that could be someone on the defensive line, too.
No question.
It might be defense early on both instances.
Correct. He pulls. Mm-hmm. If he stays at one, he's not taking a quarterback. I think he's trading.
Yeah.
But if he stays at one, he's taking a defensive player. No doubt about it. Now, I think he's going to trade. I think you think he's going to trade.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The fantasy is Houston says, all right, take next year's number one pick. I want to move from 2 to 1 so I get the first quarterback taken. Then go from 2 to 4 and the Colts zoom up so they can get a quarterback. And then can you make a third trade and it's Carolina or whoever that says, hold on, I'm coming up too because I want the third quarterback. Like, that's a fantasy.
You know what, Kev? I really believe that He says he has to be blown away. The Justin Fields thing, he says, I got to be blown away to move on from the quarterback. I think the same thing with the number one pick, too. I think he has to be really moved to get out of that number one pick. I do. I don't think it's as easy as you and I would say. Should he be able to trade out of the first? He could. I'm not sure that he will, though. That's the question. I don't know if he will. Now, he says he got to be blown away by Justin, but to be able to say, I'm going to move down and get more picks in the first round, I think, again, he's got to be blown away by it.
Well, is he getting more picks in this draft, or is he saying, guess what? In 2024, I want to have multiple picks. Marvin Harrison's going to be there. Another year of data on Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. There's going to be Drake May from North Carolina and Caleb Williams from USC. Mm-hmm. So if a year from right now you say, yeah, the Fields kid didn't work out for whatever reason, I've got draft capital to move up if I have to go, or if I'm picking up there to go get another quarterback. So that's how I want more 2024 draft capital.
I get it. But I think this all tells you all you need to know, Cap, about who Ryan Poles is as a general manager. We're going to find out. All we know is the Claypool deal. We know about his first draft. That's all we know about Ryan Poles as a general manager.
Right.
Are you a wheeler and dealer? Are you someone that is going to say, you know what, I want this team to be as good as possible for the 2023-24 season? What kind of wheeler or dealer are you? All we know is the Claypool deal, which has fallen flat so far. That's all we know so far. I look forward to seeing what he's going to do here, because everything's available for you. The number one pick in the draft. You got a new president. You got a new stadium coming up. Your future is bright. But ultimately, he determines the future on how bright this future is going to be.
I have been consistent saying this. I don't care what the record is next year. I don't. Because you're not winning the Super Bowl next year.
You'll say that on January 31st.
I want you to be building something that gives me sustained success.
The blood pressure right now, 120 over 80. You're in a great mood. You know what? We're doing the show together. Let them lose a few games in a row. Oh, God. Don't think the record will mean anything then? You will be hitting the roof.
But that depends how that's going down. If you told me, wow, the offense looks better. Mm-hmm. We got a couple receivers here. We got to get more on the defensive line, or we got to do this. But I see it going in the right direction. Like, you looked at the Lions, they were 1-6, and they were ticked off.
Yeah.
But you knew there's a lot of talent there. Oh, man.
I'm just telling you.
That I want to be in that position where I go, a little bump in the road there. That guy got hurt. But guess what? I believe in what we're doing here.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I look up and go, oh, God, 48-17, we got crushed. Justin threw three picks. No receivers. Yeah, that would be a problem. How we get there.
You're saying it nice and calm, and a nice calm demeanor
on January 31.
Now. Oh, yeah, nice and calm now.
We're good.
Wait until we get into the season.
Right.
Let's lose a couple of games that we're not supposed to in a row. Let's go through another losing streak. You won't be as calm. You'll be hitting the roof.
Probably right.
Probably?
Walk in here. Hoodie, start the show and get out of my way. I got something to say.
That's right.
Do that.
Yeah, exactly.
What were you ranting about? The Bulls. We came in.
I don't know.
Full disclosure, have our little meeting with Shea, and Hoodie said, yeah, I've got something to say right at the start. Okay. Here we go. And I literally I never sit. Never.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down, I put my feet up, and I just watched. And it was great.
It's either that or have a heart attack.
Right.
And keep it inside.
I tell you, my Mindy says to me, oh, my wife says all the time, why do you care so much? Zach LaVine doesn't even know who you are other than some guy in the media.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. He cares about his craft. He doesn't care about me.
Yeah.
Why do you get so upset with him? I just do.
Because it's healthy.
It's healthy to let it out.
Yes.
And this is who I am.
Yes.
I'm a Chicago sports fan.
So, Shay, let's open the phone lines here this morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We're going to be guest-free, and then we're going to hear from Mad Dog Russo. He's going to be with us for Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. So we got plenty of time to talk about this. Again, the headline this morning is that NFL teams were told yesterday that the 2023 salary cap is expected to be $224.8 million. That represents about an 8% bump from last year. And according to OverTheCap.com, the Bears will have $91 million in 2023 cap space. And again, that's a far cry from the Falcons at 56.4 and the Giants at 44.7. So let's ask you, the Bears fan, the question. The Bears have the most cap space in the National Football League. What should the first dollar be spent on? If you are Ryan Poles, what are you spending it on first? Now that you have more money than anybody else in the National Football League, let's talk about it. 312-332-3776. What do you address first with your free agency money? Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Facebook at ESPN Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
We're putting you behind the Ryan Poles desk. You're the general manager of the Bears. So the question is, the Bears have the most cap space in the National Football League. What should you spend your first dollar on? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And so you have a question as well about philosophy with the Chicago Bears team.
Right. Here's my question for you and for our audience. So if you're sitting in Ryan Poles' office, you're the guy. Your phone rings, and it's whoever, the 49ers or the Seahawks or the Texans, and they said, Jonathan, I want that pick. I want number one. I don't have the draft capital in 23, but I'll give it to you in 24, 25. I'll give you an extra number one pick or multiple twos. I've got capital. It's a year down the road. Is it more important to you, I got to get this thing turned and I got to be competitive now, or they're asking me to wait, so I'm going to get an extra pick out of this deal because I want more draft capital. And if you tell me, all right, they're going to give me a pick in 24 on top of the package instead of 23, I'm good because I want to have enough capital that if I'm not picking at the top of the draft next year, I want Marvin Harrison. He's the best wide receiver prospect, they say, to come along in a decade. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, I want to be able to say, okay, I'm picking whatever the number is. Let's say 7. Mm-hmm. I want to get up to wherever I have to get him. I got an extra pick. I can move now. So I'm more concerned about building it the right way than building it the fast way.
Yeah. I don't know what gets you sustainability in that situation, Cap, mm-hmm. especially with the Bears, because we're in no man's land. I have no idea what would get you to be a sustainable franchise either way. I just know that not just this year, because I don't think the Bears are going anywhere for the 2023 season, but 24, I should be headed in the right direction. So I need as much capital as possible. I may not have as I don't think I'll be drafting in the top four, quite frankly, in the draft next draft. I don't think I think the Bears could be better than being a top four draft pick team.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, which means that could mean 6-win team, 7-win team. I have no idea.
Right.
But all I know is I need more picks, not just for this draft, but for next draft, too. I'm going to need it.
If you said to me, okay, I can't give you the 23 pick because I don't have it.
Yeah.
I already sent that somewhere else. But I'll give you 2 picks in 24 instead. I'm interested because I want to build this the right way. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a rush. Oh, my God, we've got to find a way to win 9 games this year. Give me the right deal. The right deal, I'm in.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Some thoughts here from Justin Fields. Justin Fields was asked about, you know, what's the vibe given the amount of resources that the Bears have? Let's go to my board here. Let's get to that. What Fields, what's the vibe that's been given about the amount of resources the Bears have?
Of course, there's a lot of optimism. But like I said, you know, Of course, I have to know my team and stuff like that, but, you know, that's not my job to, you know, do that. My job is, you know, strictly get better, work on, you know, my skills at quarterback, and, you know, ultimately get my teammates better. So, of course, I'm going to be paying attention to, of course, who we get and stuff like that. But to be honest, I'm just focused on, you know, me right now and, you know, everybody else that's on the team and, you know, just getting better with those guys, growing with them.
Ryan Poles.
Yeah. I don't know if I can answer that specifically, but I can tell you that we have flexibility. We have flexibility where if there's opportunities where we can, you know, turn that into a lot of players that come in to help us, we can do that. If it's staying put or you know, really being selective with certain people, we can do that as well. So I know my expectation, our expectation, is that we move the needle to be more successful. We can win some of these close games and bring in guys that can impact this football team.
Now, when you say move the needle, Cap, what's that mean? Move the needle is not, you know, the first round pick in three wins. What kind of impact does he want to make with this free agency money?
I think he wants to get this thing stable. I don't think he's looking like I believed back in July. That guy wants to win two games. That's all he wants. Get me to the top of the draft. And he got there. I don't think deep down he had any problem looking back and going, I'm good. 3-14, ton of cap space, number one pick. I don't think he had any problem with it.
No, but when you hear a needle mover or moving the needle, you know what that means. They put us together in August of 2020 to move the needle around here in morning sports radio, correct?
Correct.
To move the needle.
Correct.
That means to make an impact and to win. And so, I, like you said, I don't know how what he looks at with this season, but I, even though Shea will give us examples of worst to first teams that were awful and they were able to get in there to be the playoff, that's fine. Sure, everybody wants the Bears to be in the playoffs, but I want it to be sustainable. I want this team to be an impact team in the NFC North, in the NFC.
Correct, because in 2018, everyone, wow, if Mitch can develop 12-4, who knows where we go?
Mm-hmm.
I was guilty of it, absolutely. 100%, and it never, ever happened.
It's Nagy's fault. He should have stayed with the Razzle Dazzle and the Santa Sleigh.
Correct.
Just be a trick team.
Right. Bradley Sowell should have been the tight end. Remember? Just, they converted him.
It's like, that's the beginning of the end, Cap. If you're writing the book, which you will, when you write the book about Matt Nagy's regime here, a short book, but you'll write it. You'll say, in year two, where was the trick plays? Where was the Santa Sleigh? Where's the fun? They made Trubisky get back there like a pocket passer and change the entire landscape of the offense back then.
Correct.
Remember?
Correct.
And
Mitch said, I want to use my legs more and be on the move. No.
He said, no, you can't do that. It's like, well, who are you?
And then they, all right, I want to have a meeting at the end of the season. He ghosted him.
Mm-hmm.
Matt ghosted Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what are we doing here? But the whole thing goes back to lack of oversight. Look, we've spent plenty of time dissecting the missteps of Ryan Pace.
Mm-hmm.
He had some very good late round picks. Very good job. He had four top 10 picks and not one of them are on the roster. Roquan, a hell of a player. The other three didn't work out for whatever reasons here. Mitch, poor performance. Kevin White, health and poor performance. And Leonard Floyd, he was okay. And they moved on from him and he played on a really good team in LA and had Aaron Donald and Von Miller and all these guys, and they won the Super Bowl. Good for them.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I want to find out, who'd you spend your first dollar on now that you know that the Bears have the most cap space of any team in the National Football League? Marcellus is in Park Forest. He leads us off on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Marcellus. How are you?
Well, good morning, Cap and Jay Hood. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. On my way to work. I think that they should go for Orlando Brown first. The tackle from the Chiefs. I know he out there. T. Higgins, if you can.
He's not a free agent. He's not a free agent.
He's not a free agent.
Not till 24.
Okay, I was wrong on that one. But I would say him, and I would say Marcus Peters. If you can get Marcus Peters and find some way to try to get Hopkins. And I think that they should keep Herbert. I've been having a lot of arguments with my friends about them getting Saquon Barkley and everything. I don't think that a running back personally just going to make you just better. I think that the things around like corner, lineman, and everything, that's normally what makes the team better. the running back just going to work off of the great offensive line and the schemes.
So we got you down for offensive line, and I would say I have no problem with Herbert, but I need a little thunder with that lightning. Got to have a couple of okay. running backs. If Montgomery's not here, got to find someone else. But I like the combination of the versatility in the running back room if you can.
I'm with you. I said I would get a run stuffer. I got to stop, be able to stop the run first and foremost, and then I got to fix my offensive line. I am not spending money on Saquon Barkley. If you told me this team had 14 wins and a bunch of cap space, and oh man, if we had just some amazing, I guess you rolled it. I'm not spending that kind of money on a running. I'm just not.
Shay?
Is that a flipper take?
Why?
I feel like a week ago you asked me if I'd spend on Saquon. I said
asked
no.
You when the question.
You said I was crazy.
No, I did not. I said I would not spend on Saquon Barkley. No chance I would spend on Saquon Barkley.
I think you're seeing the light, Cap. I'm proud of you this morning.
Okay, when you come down from your freaking high horse, I've given Carmen and Yurko praise for months. Months I would not spend on a running back. Like taking Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 30 or whatever they took him. Okay, you're the Chiefs and you're loaded at that point. Whatever. Take a running back in the top 10?
My God, look at you. Are beautiful. You are a beautiful man. You are a handsome, manly, masculine man, David Kaplan.
Based on your running back take, how about
My
that?
My goodness.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I would imagine if you like Saquon Barkley, you might as well keep David Montgomery for your price if you can negotiate something good, nice hometown discount.
Yeah, if he's willing to come and play at a reasonable dollar, fine. But if he's looking to get $12 million, $14 million, great guy, awesome in the community, and a good football player. Yeah, no, not getting it here.
And I love David Montgomery, but I think that running the football is going to be essential for this Bears team. It's the bread and butter of this team historically. And we see Philadelphia, one of the things they do well, they run the football, and they run it a ton.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, Kenneth Gainwell, Jalen Hurts. I'm all for getting a good running back. I don't believe you can just take some dude out of the seventh round and just plug him in there. I don't. But I think you can. David Montgomery was a third-round pick. No problem.
What about fourth round? Maybe have you watched this kid out of Tulane? I'm too in the weeds now, but this kid out of Tulane, I'm all in. Tyjae Spears?
Sure.
I want him.
Sure. I'm okay.
No clue.
I'm okay with a young player and definitely a veteran player, whatever it takes to be able to have two backs. It's a two-backs league. It's a vertical league, but if you're going to run the football, have multiple weapons. Someone from the outside, someone between the tackles to do some damage against a defensive line. That's what I want. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I will take more of your phone calls. The Bears have the most cap space in the National Football League. What should the first dollar be spent on? We'll get your thoughts on that. And don't forget, it's a Mad Dog Tuesday. We're going to hear from Chris Mad Dog Russo, part of Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
The NFL salary cap is set at $22.48 million. And the Bears will have the most cap space in the league. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy has a torn UCL, is expected to need surgery. And we will carry the Northwestern Wildcats against Iowa tonight at 7:45. And also we report the passing of Lisa Loring, the original Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. She passed away at age 64. Jamie.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
To Mad Dog Tuesday here on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. Christopher Mad Dog Russo, okay, will be with us at 8 o'clock. Talking about the baseball and everything else. Coming at 8 o'clock, happy.
He's going to be part of Shot No Shot. I like this. A celebrity edition of Shot No Shot with the dog.
He's always on with Stephen A. Smith on First Take. And, of course, yeah, it's a high heat. It's a baseball midday show I do every day on Major League Baseball Network.
Correct.
And on and everything else.
A little Mad Dog Sports Radio on XM.
So all that, and we'll hear from Mad Dog Russo coming up at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. We talked to you about the Bears. We always knew this, Cap, but now we have the official number. The Bears had the most salary cap space in the National Football League. So what would you spend your first dollar on? You say defensive line, I say offensive line.
I don't have a problem if it's offensive line, but it's one of those two for me. It's not I got to trade draft capital to get DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I'm not, no thanks. I want to stop the run, and I want to be able to establish the run, and more than just Justin.
My friend, beggars can't be choosers. When you're this bad, you have holes all over this roster.
Right, and that's my point. I just think people are being unrealistic how quickly you can turn it. And I'm not saying you can't turn things around fast in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I get it. Our roster is the single worst in the league by far.
I know that some want to go counterculture and try to tell you what's not. I mean, turn on your news every day, Cap. You know, turn on your sports coverage. People will try to tell you that the sun is blue when it comes up in the morning. You mean? No. The sun's blue. And try to convince you of it and make you seem like you're an idiot by saying, no, the sun is not blue. The same thing here with the Bears. There are some that will tell you, like, oh, you know, just a little add, you know, a little coat of paint here and a, you know, a 2x4 there, and the Bears are right there in the Super Bowl. All you need to know is watch the Final Four this past Sunday and watch what we're going to see in the Super Bowl, and that's what it takes. That's what it takes. Not your favorite player because you love David Montgomery or just because you love Cole Kmet. No, what it takes is what we saw this past Sunday. The best of the best. Even with the 49ers, even though they didn't have their quarterback in place, their starter, they went all the way down to their fourth string. What it takes is talent. Difference-making talent. Pro Bowl doesn't mean as much as it used to. We used to say, if you say you have Pro Bowl talent, oh man, you got Pro Bowl talent. Doesn't mean as much anymore. But you know the difference makers when you see them on the roster.
Well, you also know that, and Ryan Poles told us this, that we have no depth, was his quote. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It takes draft classes with an S stacked one on top of another to get depth. And then he's got to hit on those picks.
All right, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines to talk to you. We'll say hello to...
What do you think are the main reasons why? What would you say?
Let's see. We've had 45 different quarterbacks, I think, since we won the Super Bowl. So that's probably number one.
All right, well, why don't you get out of there, Ted? It's not your business anymore. Tell him, Cap. Why is Ted sticking his beak into it?
Ted, go get coffee and breakfast. Relax. Count your money. You had a great, great run on the financial side of things. The football side didn't work for whatever reasons. Good luck. Enjoy your retirement, man.
It's not your problem anymore, Ted. Oak Lawn, here's Adam on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Adam.
Hey, what's up, Cap and Hoodie?
What's up?
I just wanted to say that, man, I don't think we're going to do anything this next up. Coming season, man, because we were just terrible on all three phases of the game. On offense, especially, we definitely need to build our offensive and defensive line through the draft and spend money through free agency on either wide receivers, tight ends, and stuff like that, because everyone knows that the game is won through the trenches. And I feel like there's really nobody out there anyways in free agency worth, you know, going after and putting all our chips in one basket. So I think we should either trade our first overall pick and, you know, get draft capital. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because let's face it, we were just so terrible that there's not going to be one or two guys that's just going to change us around into a playoff team.
So you say that there's nobody in free agency that's difference-making talent that you'd spend money on? Is that what you just said?
You tell me who. Who's out there? Orlando Brown?
Well,
I mean, that's really... I mean, who's out there free agency wide receiver-wise? Nobody. Who are you going to go get? Nelson Aguilar?
Well, I guess the point is that I would not keep my hands in my pocket. If I've got that much money to spend, you know, I'm not going to be like Jed Hoyer initially and not willing to spend. I mean, you got money to spend. I mean, I didn't say spend it all, but... If you have the most cap space, you don't hold on to it.
And Jed spent.
Yeah, I mean, initially.
Initially, we were like, what do you do? But he was smart and then got $300 million spent. In terms of free agents, as our caller just mentioned, Orlando Brown is only 26, almost 27. Mm-hmm. He did not grade that well this year at left tackle. Needs a really outstanding guard next to him, which we don't have at left guard. So do you make that move? He made almost $17 million this year. You don't have to pay that guy a fortune. You look at the free agents, and he's right. At wide receiver, not a great class. Not a great class at all. Where they go? Nelson Agholor, Sterling Shepard, DJ Chark, Randall Cobb, Marvin Jones, Julio Jones, Alan Lazard. I mean, it's okay.
There's some guys you could plug in there. You're not going to spend it all on those guys, but there's some guys you could plug in there. It'd be nice for Justin to be able to work with a veteran wide receiver.
Juju Smith-Schuster's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's a one. He's a good player.
There he is, Joey G in Melrose Park.
Joey!
Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Camp Hoodie, take your places.
All right.
You got your scripts?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We have it right here. Yes.
All right, we're going to play. I'm Brian Poles. I'm going to make a splash right away. Carter. Carter is the nose tackle.
Yeah.
Higgins from the Bengals. And I want Adam Theory from Minnesota.
Who?
Theory, the tight end. He's a free agent.
You mean Adam Thielen?
Thielen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, wide receiver. Yeah. Yes.
John Theory, right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, Hoodie. I apologize.
No, I understand.
I don't think how are you getting Adam Thielen? He's not a free agent.
I thought he was a free agent this year.
I'll have to do a little research. I don't think he is. T. Higgins, he's not going anywhere. Their window to win is open, and they got another year of cheap control. He's not going anywhere.
All right, Curtis in Farmington, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. You're on with Joey G. Go ahead, Curtis.
Good morning from -7 degrees here in Minnesota. What's up, Joey?
Curtis, what's up, pal?
Hey, I'm trying to stay warm up here.
Trying to stay warm? Where's your wife?
She's at work.
She's at work? It's a perfect opportunity to find somebody to be warm with. At work.
All right. Now, what are you doing there, Joey? Now, listen. Now, Joey says wide receiver. Curtis, what do you say?
I actually say offensive line because if I'm Brian Poles, I'm asking which one is quicker to one is quicker to flip. So I'd say the offensive line because that's the quicker one to flip between the two. So I would invest in both, but which is quicker is offensive line. There's some decent players off on the offensive line to work with whoever I'm gonna bring in with. But I would do it that way. I would like to give a quick sidebar, if I can, really quickly approach.
Brought to you by Inken Lothrum with $26 million for the great Howard Inken. Sign my ball.
Shout out to you, Hoodie. A couple of Fridays ago, you was talking to the guy from England that's coming by here to watch the Super Bowl at the bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you was talking about Chicago House, and that brought back some fond memories when I was 9 years old when I'm trying to watch Thundercats. It's blaring in the streets, you know, move your body. I'm trying to, Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are to move your body. I'm trying to watch Thundercats.
That's right. The house music gets you going, man. Gets you going.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, you guys.
Hey,
you
Curtis.
Are the best radio station in. Hey, what's up, Jody?
Curtis,
yo,
you just got a spot in the movie. We're gonna mail you the script.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'll call as much as I can, but I'm on the job.
It's gonna be coming from Ken, so don't get confused.
Wow. An alias, okay?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Joey G, Curtis, thanks so much for being part of our morning routine here on Cap and J Hood. All right, we're talking about the most cap space. Hey, we're putting you in the chair. We're making you Ryan Poles. Nice and comfortable. There's a bed there in House Hall. You can sleep in that bed if you have to. We're asking you, what would you do? I mean, you got the most free agent salary cap space in the National Football League. Who are you spending on first? Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
The Captain J Hood Morning Show. Weekday mornings at 7 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000 with you till 10. Then we'll crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah in for Greeny from 10 until noon. Carmen and Yurko from noon to 2. Waddle and Sylvia from 2 to 6. Jesse's in from 6 to 7:45. He'll be in for Bleck and Abdallah. Then we're going to turn it over to Northwestern basketball as they take on Iowa and Redface McCaffrey. That's 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock tip. right here on ESPN 1000.
Chris Collins is doing a hell of a job, man. That team's third in the Big Ten. They are rolling. That's an NCAA team.
I can make a case that Bowie and Adige is the best backcourt, most dynamic backcourt in the Big Ten.
Right there.
They're right in the team photo, are they not?
Agreed.
I can make that case. I think they're that good.
Yeah, Chris has done a wonderful job.
So I look forward to seeing that game in particular because Northwestern has been an interesting watch this year. Job-saving performance by the Wildcats this year, for sure.
No question.
Interesting. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We mentioned it's a Mad Dog Tuesday. Mad Dog Russo is going to be part of our Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Harry is in Henry's in Schererville on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. All right, Henry.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to give you guys your flowers, or as we do here in Chicago, your beef sandwiches. When you guys first started, both of you, listening to Hoodie with Dickerson and Hood, listening to Cap and Company, I thought you guys were the most milquetoast, ESPN commentators, and you guys have just become my favorite over the years. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Really excited to hear Mad Dog with you guys, too. Mm-hmm. That's going to be super fun. As far as the Bears go, guys, you got to get a difference maker on offense. Justin Fields can buy time with his legs. You got to get a number one wide receiver in the draft this year. Hands down, there's no question about it. I understand we definitely need offensive line to protect him. We definitely need a defensive line. But you have to get Justin Fields somebody that he can depend on. Otherwise, he's just going to keep being disinterested with these, third-string wide receivers. And it makes sense to get somebody like an impact player, somebody with breakaway speed, somebody that's always open.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, Henry, because just before we turn on the mics, Cap and I were talking about, the difference between finding a difference-making wide receiver and someone who's been around for a long time with a lot of mileage. You went through that wide receiver list, and we were not enamored by it.
No. Juju Smith-Schuster, there's some, nice players, better than we've got.
Sure.
But there is not one guy at the top of that list you think, all right, whatever it costs, we're spending that. There isn't that guy there. Now, is there a guy going to get traded? I know a lot of people, my brother included, want DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his share of issues. Didn't he get suspended for performance-enhancing drugs? And his productivity has gone down. He's turning north of 30. I'm not sure I'm giving up a lot of draft capital to get him.
So what's best, Shay? Is it drafting one or acquiring one via free agency? Because we looked at that list, and you know what that list told me? That list was a lot of, hey, if I'm New England or if I'm Philly or if I'm one of these teams that's going to be hovering around the playoffs or in the playoffs, pick up one of these guys, these veteran guys. But for the Bears, does that work? An old veteran? An older veteran?
I don't know if it works for anyone. Like, outside of the Patriots getting Randy Moss, how many times have you looked at a team acquiring a veteran guy like that and it just works gangbusters? Like the Eagles got AJ Brown, but that's more about Tennessee being stupid.
Mm-hmm. That's the question.
I think you have to, like, the draft is probably the best way. You think about Justin Jefferson, you think about Stephon Diggs coming out of Minnesota. That's probably the best way. And then after that, like, going for the vet guy in free agency, it usually doesn't work out.
Moose and Muhammad.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying no. I'm just saying that be careful money-wise in that regard. There's so many holes on the team. And, yes, I want, four wide receivers that could be a difference for this offense. But I know it doesn't work that way. I'd say draft one in particular for sure. But you got to take care of your line. The protection for Fields. And then on the other side, because it's the worst defense of my lifetime, it's time to get to the quarterback. I've never seen a defense this depleted like this Bears team this year.
DeAndre Hopkins will turn 31 on June 6th. 31.
Wrong side of 30. Sorry. Austin on the road on ESPN 1000. Austin?
Hey, guys. Big fan. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
What?
Yep. So, quickly, Cap, I just was kind of confused by your points earlier this morning. You said, one, we need a defensive run stuffer.
Yep.
And then you also said we wanted to establish the run. Now, I get it. We have holes
right.
all the way
I
around
need
the
both.
Roster. Right. Three levels of our team are all, you know, need looked at, right? But I feel like the major, most number one priority that we need to focus on is that offensive line, or like you guys were just saying, a receiver. You know, like, we can go get a run stuff for all day long, but then Justin Fields is still running for his life. And then when you said establish the run, I feel like that's really the only thing that we were able to establish this season was the run. So just interested to hear your thoughts on that. Love the show.
Thank you, Austin. Okay, so for those just joining us, I said that the Bears, with the free agency money, should try to find someone on the offensive line. Cap says defensive line. We both agree because it's both needed on this roster. Establishing the run, yeah, the run was pretty good last year. A lot of it was from Justin Fields. But again, it's not necessarily about this offseason. It's about the next one as well, finding difference makers as far as playmakers for Justin Fields. I don't know if that wide receiver class is really all that cracked up to be free agency-wise.
In free agency, I completely agree with you. And looking at, like, DeAndre Hopkins, going to be 31 years old, and reportedly everything I'm looking at, he wants a new contract, which means huge money. They're going to want draft capital. It's not like they need to cut money. They need to rebuild some things in Arizona. New coach, new GM, the whole deal. I am not giving him some five-year mega deal at age 31. I'm not doing it.
Shot or no shot in 2 minutes with Mad Dog Russo on Chicago's Home for Sports.